Mission Network News, two-minute version, Monday, March 22nd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in Uganda, where two missionaries were killed late last week. Warren and Donna Pett, American missionaries with Africa Inland Mission, were teaching and living on the compound of the Esther Evangelistic School of Technology in Yombe. Ames Paul Gazan.
They were returning home with some of their students and fellow teachers who are Ugandans for the day when they were attacked by a group of thugs and killed. Also, one of the students was killed and another one was injured.
Police say those responsible also burned buildings and vehicles. Next, the Bible League is participating in From the Dead Sea Scrolls to the Forbidden Book, a traveling exhibit that explores the development of written language and traces the recording of God's Word. The exhibit guides visitors through the history of the Bible so they can experience how the Bible evolved into the present-day English version. Organizers also hope to inspire a more intense desire for reading the Holy Scriptures. And despite a promising athletic career, champion figure skater Janet Lynn chose a different path and became a stay-at-home mom. Her choice mirrors that of a new trend in corporate America, and her story is the focus of a series this week on Life Action Radio's program Revive Our Hearts. Spokeswoman Monica Vaught encourages moms to look at such a decision as an investment in ministry.
Who knows how or what the Lord may choose to do with that one little life. It may be the next Billy Graham or Elizabeth Elliot that mom today is training in their home, that in the future generation is going to be a mighty missionary for the Lord and could be leading thousands to Christ.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.